This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Feels really good, and that's why it was important to maybe get them in the stadium there last week. It wasn't about how much they played, but just getting them in the stadium and letting them do that under the lights. But I feel real good about the process, about the progress. We got some new people, not new to the National Football League, but new to us. And so getting on the same page is a major component.
It's Mike Tomlin talking about the team getting some good work in at the stadium, and they're getting ready for the season. And death taxes and the Steelers finishing above 500 under Mike Tomlin, that seems to be the deal. They have not had postseason success, but Jason, usually you're bullish on the Steelers. Are you bullish on the Steelers this season?
I think they're going back to the playoffs, and then I think they'll be outclassed, and it'll be kind of what it's been. But I do think they're going back to the playoffs. I think they have playoff-caliber special teams, playoff-caliber defense. I do find it a little odd. We got, you know, Mike T there talking about under-the-light, glorified, you know, in-house scrimmages. Like, with as many new pieces as they have, I'm a little surprised they didn't look-see at a little bit more when they had a chance, you know, when they had a chance in one of these three preseason games to get Aaron Rodgers going a little bit there. I would just point out, though, and I know it was when nothing mattered anymore for the Jets because their season ended in late October, but Aaron Rodgers in his last 10 games did throw 18 touchdowns to just 4 picks.
Finish strong.
I'm just saying that. And if you're scoring at home, Mike Tomlin, his last 14 games outside the AFC North, he's 10-4 against the spread. Mike Tomlin, his last 21 road games, he's 14-7 against the spread.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw interceptions. Like he does not throw interceptions.
So you know, he threw a few early last year.
Yeah, early. But like, what, 18-4 you said over the last
18-4 in his last 10 games as a New York football Jet. It's a Jets team that they're opening up with in Pittsburgh that's obviously got a rookie head coach in Aaron Glenn. And it's a Jets team that has struggled early in the season, right? They and partly because a lot of their coaches stink, right? Gay stunk, Saleh stunk. They tend to struggle early in a season where Mike Tomlin doesn't really have those sorts of problems.
No, they start strong.
Yeah. Jets have won just 6 of their last 26 games played in the month of September.
Oof.
6-20 straight up.
More, 26. More from Mike Tomlin. He says, I don't judge the preseason until the end of the regular season.
Always. Certainly, I make some notes relative to the here and now. Our ability to stay healthy and, you know, have functional days in the midst of battling weather and so forth. But largely, the evaluation of the process comes based on how we perform over the journey.
I love listening to Mike Tomlin, but isn't, especially now in today's NFL, isn't the preseason a completely separate entity to the regular season?
Yeah, I think once preseason's over, I don't know that you're making notes about it in the future. I mean, other than, hey, could we have prepped differently here? Or, you know, maybe he's talking about, in hindsight, the way they did certain drills and how they ramped up training camp or whatever. Though it seems to me, having been out there in La Trobe quite a bit over the last 15 years, that the Mike Tomlin training camps are kind of, I think he has a template that's worked pretty well. And his teams are usually ready early in the season. It's just unusual to see a Steelers roster that has this many newcomers in prominent spots. That has this many sort of mercenaries for, you know, usually that's a homegrown draft and develop team going all the way back to the Chuck Knoll days when that's all you could do is draft and develop because there was no free agency. This is a little different. And so I do wonder if in hindsight he might think, man, I should have done a little more here. I should have done a little more there. I should have worked some more kinks out early. Because look, this Jets opponent, while they're not world beaters, I do think the Jets defensively are going to be formidable.
Let's hear one more from Mike Tomlin, and they have set their roster since he spoke, but he talked about the tough decisions he has because this is a talented 90-man roster.
As I mentioned when we checked into La Trobe, I thought we had a really good 90, and I think that's the key component of having tough decisions. We felt really good about the 90. The 90 confirmed that with the quality of their play and competition day in and day out. So certainly we got some challenging decisions to make.
Yeah, they cut Chuck Clark.
Yeah, I don't know how much he has left in the tank. You know, physically, he's been through a lot. I like what they did. Even Ramsey for Minka, like I like where they are defensively. They're going to obviously live and die with TJ Watt's availability. When TJ Watt is not just playing, but when he's playing and he's healthy, not, you know, playing only 15 snaps or 12 snaps, so they're trying to gut him through something. Their winning percentage is pretty stunning. And when he's not, all of a sudden that ordinary offense gets even more ordinary and they lose games they wish they would have won.
Coming up next, by the way, 4 o'clock, Hall of Fame head coach Bill Cowher is going to join the show. But it's a Wednesday, and coming up next, our best bets. Week one of the college football season is coming up. I think the games start tomorrow. We'll get best bets with Tim Murray from Visa next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.